Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The national and international press has been having a field day. Sarah Palin's 17-year-old daughter is 5 months pregnant. When that news was revealed, the Palin family issued a statement that the couple will marry and that they will keep the child, a decision which I, by the way, wholeheartedly endorse and agree with. And then the official statement went on to say, and I quote, "We have been blessed with 5 wonderful children who we love with all our hearts and mean everything to us. Our beautiful daughter came to us with news that as parents we knew would make her grow up faster than we had ever planned. As Bristle faces the responsibilities of adulthood, she knows she has our unconditional love and support." Now, you would expect something like that from the family, and I totally understand why it was worded in such a way, but of course the most important aspect of the matter wasn't mentioned. The reaction of the press was either one of Schadenfreude, meaning somebody is happy about the misfortune of somebody else, or a warning that because of the lack of proper contraceptives, unwarranted, unwanted pregnancies occur, or on the other hand, it was stated that we should be happy that the couple made the right decision to marry and to keep the child. And again, the most important aspect of the matter wasn't mentioned. Then there has been a lot of debates on the internet whether statutory rape was involved in the case. And since I'm an attorney, I went to the Alaska statutes and reviewed them in light of the facts as they were presented. And I can assure you that no statutory rape was involved whatsoever. But again, the most important aspect of the matter was overlooked. Because now I like to talk to you in my other capacity, that of a minister. I haven't read an article, maybe you have, but I haven't seen one, where the word sin or sinful conduct was mentioned. Well, Dobson coined the word mistake. Others talked about hormones which are flying. But what about sin? God says in his word that we are not to engage in adultery or fornication. Now, adultery is talking about a sexual relationship with at least one partner who is married. Fornication is talking about a sexual relationship with two partners who are not married. But God says that is sin. Now, of course, we can obtain forgiveness once we repent of our sin. But we should understand that fornication is sin. That's not an old-fashioned concept. That's not something which is no longer relevant today. Because when God tells us not to do something, it is for our good. And there are reasons, there are consequences. Let me read to you from an article which was published in the New York Daily on September 3, which comes close to what I'm trying to say. This article pointed out, whatever its political implications, the out-of-wedlock pregnancy of Sarah Palin's 17-year-old daughter is emblematic of a truly lamentable social phenomenon. Across America, and especially here in New York City, far too many teenage girls become pregnant every year, well before most are emotionally and financially equipped for parenthood, ditto for the fathers. In 2006, the city was home to 268,000 girls who were 15 to 19 years old. More than 23,000 got pregnant, which was more than double the national rate. These pregnancies added to a national total of roughly 730,000 teen pregnancies, 80% of which were unplanned. They also drove up the number of abortions, with almost 14,000 New York girls ending their pregnancies, as well as the number of single-parent households, with more than 7,500 giving birth out of wedlock. Thanks to Palin's newfound prominence as John McCain's running mate, Bristle Palin and her partner, Levi Johnston, 18, have been thrown into the spotlight as poster children for what not to do in a relationship at a young age. The responsibility they are said to be taking in planning to marry and raise their child does not eliminate that they are adjusting to the lifetime consequences of irresponsibility. The country would be well served by a frank discussion of the ills that often follow when immature teenagers blunder into pregnancies. Now, I would agree with the article if the irresponsibility refers to engaging in sexual conduct, not just in taking proper precautions like contraceptives. But I think the article doesn't go far enough because it's not just limited to teenagers. Nobody should get involved in premarital or extramarital relationships. Why? Because it cheapens the marriage. I'm not saying that if somebody who has engaged in this kind of conduct cannot have a happy marriage, but it takes extra effort, a lot of extra effort to make that marriage work. The fact that parents teach their children the right conduct, of course, is no guarantee that children actually then, when they grow up, follow that kind of teaching. When hormones fly, then maybe the mind may say no, and the hormones may say yes, and then we may give in to our hormones, but it's still sin. You see, some people have said when I make these statements, I'm old-fashioned, I don't live in this modern age where everybody does it. Well, the fact that everybody does it may not make it right. As Christians, we are supposed to look at what God tells us in His Word, and He tells us very clearly, with relevant and up-to-date information, don't commit adultery and flee fornication. These modern words should ring loud and clear to our modern ears. What's wrong with waiting? What's wrong with living by the standards God has given us? Why do we always have to try to come up with alternatives? I'm wishing the Palin family all the best in this very difficult situation, but let us not forget, my friends, that the best course of conduct is to wait until the time of marriage has arrived. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.